This is Corn Matters, an update from the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. Minnesota Corn Growers Association Public Policy Director Amanda Billick is our guest. Amanda, the Minnesota Corn Growers, along with the National Corn Growers Association, are working on the Next Generation Fuels Act that's being brought up again in Congress.
It's really focused on trying to set a new octane standard. This would provide the right signal to the automakers for manufacturing high compression engines that would be using even a higher blend of ethanol, getting past E15, getting up into E25, E30. There could be incentives, there's some regulatory fixes in there too, but then there's also kind of the definitive setting kind of an octane standard for those vehicles. And this will provide sort of that future growth and use of ethanol. And because you know, there's a lot of focus right now around climate change and looking at ways to reduce carbon emissions. We want to continually remind policymakers that we don't want to forget about something that's already here, that's available in the marketplace that can help to reduce carbon emissions, and that's ethanol.
The mission of the Minnesota Corn Growers Association is to identify and promote opportunities for corn growers. That's because corn matters.